The rate to yesterday, the interest rate decision came from Janet Yellen in Washington. Interest rates going up. Her report afterwards talking about how the economy is moving along strongly and that the Fed feels that they can continue making changes in monetary policy going forward. She hinted that more rate increases may be coming later this year. We'll talk about that now with our thought leader conversation this morning. Doug Myers is the Senior Vice President, Private Banking Regional Manager at Associated Bank. He's with us on Thursday. Every Thursday have a thought leader conversation. And good morning, Doug. Welcome back to the opening bell.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
Glad to see you as always. Here we are after the Federal Reserve decision, and life is still going.
We're still turning, despite probably a concerted effort to increase interest rates. I think that's going to be ongoing for a while, and it's going to, I think, affect people with their debt payments, but I think it's also going to be good for the economy in an overall sense of the word.
And good for the economy how? I mean, give us
in terms of growing the economy, in terms of stemming inflation that I think has always been a risk. And I think with the low interest rates, for example, in banking, it's been very hard to make profits just due to the squeezed margins that the banks have had because of low interest rates. And, you know, coming from a banker's point of view, you know, interest rates rising, not too much, but a little bit, I think, is a good overall for the industry.
Yeah. A lot of discussion around this rate hike about, you know, whether or not the pace of all of this activity is equal to what we've been seeing in economic reports, whether there'll be more this year. What is your thought about where we're headed?
Well, we certainly think, you know, June's going to have an interest rate hike. And last year we predicted four, and it only increased twice. So I think our feeling is in the next couple of years, there's going to be a couple a year going forward. I mean, if you think about it, interest rates for the past, you know, 8 to 10 years have been very, very low. In fact, the lowest in our nation's history. And I think we're probably due for it, as I said. And I think that if you look at the strength of the economy, I think it's continuing to pick up and strengthen. I think there's companies with large cash reserves that are looking to employ capital now. And I think there's an overall optimism a little bit in that field. So I think that increased interest rates are going to help the economy and continue to help it grow.
Part of this is bad news for consumers who have debt, who are maybe having those credit cards with high balances. But the good part of this is if we have a savings account, we finally might get some interest going on that.
Yeah, it's a tale of two cities. I mean, if you have debt, you know, they say the average consumer has about $17,000 in credit card debt, and that equates to about, you know, probably an average of $1,300 a month in debt payments just on your credit cards. And people have car loans and mortgage loans and student debt that's going to be impacted by increased interest rates. On the other hand, like you mentioned, if you're a saver and have savings accounts, you know, interest rates have been anemic for the past several years, you know, making 1.1% on your savings account. And this is going to be welcome relief to people who have those bank accounts and savings accounts.
Yeah, there's all through life, people say, well, save, save, save. But if you have an account where it's not gaining interest, it really doesn't do much for you.
It's hard to justify keeping it in savings. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about something else that's been happening. And I have to tell you, I read these stories every day and I'm confused. The fiduciary rule, we heard they're still, you know, discussing whether or not the Dodd-Frank Act is going to be repealed, what's going to happen with that. But the fiduciary rule, as we have been discussing previously, took effect. It's now in place, but could still go away. Is that fair? Is that?
I think there's thoughts that the Dodd-Frank rule will not go away. I think it's going to be amended in several ways, but I don't think that it's going to be removed altogether. The Department of Labor fiduciary rule is very significant in the 401k and the IRA sector. You know, suitability is a very important concept. And what that means is that as long as an investment meets a client's defined or objective, it was deemed appropriate. But that's not in effect anymore. Fiduciary is a much higher level of accountability than the suitability standard that was previously adhered to. And so I think in the retail brokerage sector, I think in the financial planning sector, this is going to be significant. It's already impacted the way we do business. I think all the banks and financial firms are changing the way they do business as a result of this.
There has been a discussion about this that, first of all, a lot of time and energy and money in a lot of cases have been put to getting ready for this.
Absolutely.
And banks like yours have said, I think, probably that this is something they would do anyway, right?
Even well, if it I'm was not removed so or not. Sure of that, to be honest with you. I mean, this affects IRAs. It affects IRA rollovers, 401ks. It affects defined benefit plans, and it affects annuities, which is a very big business in the financial sector. And some of the things we're doing to adhere to the new DOL ruling that took effect June 9th, is that we deployed new technology to help us satisfy this fiduciary standard. We've evaluated and changed our compensation structure to our brokers. We've streamlined and changed some products and actually removed some products from our bank. And lastly, we've had substantial training to train our financial counselors and brokers how to be fiduciary advisors now instead of just making, so to speak, making a commission on a sale. It's really changing the way we do business.
Let's talk a little bit about the Dodd-Frank Act, too, because you say that you don't think that will go away completely. It'll probably be changed. One side of the fence says, well, these are the rules that were put in place to prevent another economic crisis. Another says, well, you're keeping small to mid-sized banks down. Where's the middle ground here? What is the reason for this?
Well, I think there's once again, a tale of two cities in the banking world on as it relates to Dodd-Frank. You have the big banks, 50 billion plus, that are subjected to a lot of ornery rules in terms of capital, in terms of lending, in terms of liquidity, that has stifled some of the larger banks and more prevalent, the smaller banks. And so I think in some of these changes, they're looking to address some of the rules and regulations that will ease the regs and the restrictions on some of the smaller banks. So you've got the bigger banks were subjected to different rules than the smaller banks. But, you know, the banks are regulated in tranches of under $10 billion, between $10 billion and $50 billion, and then over $50 billion. And I think your point is well taken in that the larger banks over $50 billion, they have enacted rules, the too big to fail, so to speak. And I think that has helped the industry. But I think the margins and the profitability has really been squeezed due to overregulation in the smaller bank sector under $10 billion. And that's the sector that they're really trying to address and ease up a little bit.
How significant is the danger, though, of rolling back too many of these regulations?
Well, I think there's significant danger. And I think when you look at things like, you know, relaxed lending and relaxed maybe easing of capital requirements and easing of leverage requirements, I think in smaller banks, it makes a lot of sense. In some of the bigger banks, it probably doesn't. And I think that's what Congress is looking at revamping.
Has the banking industry learned its lesson from 2008? Are all those memories still in your mind and in the minds of your colleagues?
Yeah, that's a great question. We always say bankers have short memories. And, you know, when the economy gets frothy and real estate lending gets very aggressive, in opportunities that in a frothy economy, I think that you do have to have regulations and restrictions, and I think that you know, once again, we don't want the banks to be too big to fail like we had in the downturn back in 08 and 09.
The people who are sitting at the table discussing some of this, some of the biggest names in banking, you have Jamie Dimon and other folks. He sits on the president's council on this. Are there enough voices in there to keep everybody sort of sane and happy?
I think there's a creative tension between, so to speak, between the banking community and Congress. I think you've got very vocal opponents of banking, like, for example, Elizabeth Warren in Congress and in the Senate, who makes very good points. But at the same time, it's an interesting discussion going on. You know, Jamie Dimon has certainly emerged as one of the top voices in banking. And you look at at Goldman and Citigroup and some of the bigger banks, they're very vocal about what they need to do to stay in business and to make profits as well.
Where do you think this is all going to wash out? We saw the House pass, I think it was the House last week, pass their bill, and it's you know, now going to be, I guess, melded with something in the Senate. Where do you think it's going to wash out?
I think it's all about compromise. I think, you know, when times are tough, you have the pendulum swinging to the left and to the right, and I think the common ground is in the middle.
And do you think that there is enough will to get this done sooner than later? We see a lot of things piling up on the doorsteps of Congress.
I think there's enough momentum to regulate some easing on some of the banking issues.
How is all this translating locally? You mentioned the housing market, lots of real estate deals being done. Are you still seeing a heated up market?
It's certainly more heated than we saw 10 years ago in the downturn, and I think it's been a slow recovery. But I think we're seeing increased margins as interest rates increased. I think our bank is seeing more lending opportunities. We see a great improvement in the business climate in the Midwest. I know in the Texas, it's a very good economic environment compared to the Midwest. But yeah, we are seeing growth and we are seeing a lot of increased profits in the banking sector.
I heard one small business group say, I think it was earlier this week, that there was a time when small businesses couldn't go to banks and get loans, and that's changed now. The money's flowing, and you have all of these small business owners making plans for the next couple of years.
Yes, and I think that I think that small business lending is growing. I think the banks want to lend money to qualified borrowers. I met with a borrower yesterday, and we're looking at an SBA loan. And I think the SBA is very aggressively trying to increase. You know, it helps the banks lend money to risky startup businesses without the risk with the government banking. And I think that's very important to the growth of the economy. Small business it really sets the pace for the growth, I think, in our economy.
You mentioned the SBA there. Is that still a really good resource for small businesses to go and find help?
Absolutely.
Anything else on your radar screen?
No, I think that, you know, we're dealing a lot with the fiduciary ruling. We're doing a lot with lending. We're doing a lot with investment management these days. We think it's a great economy and a great opportunity for us to continue to grow.
Here it is, almost the 4th of July, too.
Yes, it is.
Have a good rest of the month, and we'll see you again next time.
Thank you, Steve.
Doug Myers is Senior Vice President, Private Banking Regional Manager at Associated Bank. Remember, you can hear our thought leader conversation every Thursday right here on 720 WGN on the opening bell. And you can listen to our past conversations at WGNradio.com on the opening bell page. Also follow Associated Bank at Associated Biz on Twitter.